In Bechukosai, Teilechu, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Kiyadua, has 42 pshatim in this first pasuk in the Pirush of the Arachayim HaKadosh. There's a famous story, which will say, Bekitzer Nimrutz, that the Arachayim HaKadosh was once in Golos, and he came to a city where the Rav of that city, the Ruach HaKadosh, sort of was masig, pshatim that he heard from Rav Chaim ben Atar, and by the Suda Leil Shabbos, he said over 14 pshatim from Rav Chaim ben Atar. And then by the Suda Shlia, he said another 14 Pshatim, and then another by Shalosh Sudas. And every time by the Suda, Reb Chaim ben Atar, Hamakori, the original, Reb Chaim, who was not Megal, who he was, he made Chayzik. Reb Chaim ben Atar, he machin of it. And the Rav got very upset, and they put him in Tfisa. And on Moitzah Shabbos, there was a big storm, and the Oilam Atzach garashed. And the Rav wanted to know why, and again came to Menuch HaKadosh. He says, because usually the world is always supposed to happen like this on Moitzah Shabbos, but when the Reb Chaim Kodesh makes Avdallah, it's Nirga the Inyan. And he didn't make Havdalah yet. And the Rav understood, and he took him out, and kach himself. But I can put him Ayin Shom, we're not going to go through the 42 Pshatim, but that's the Arachayim at the beginning of the parasha. In Bechukai Se Teileichu, Rashi says, Shetiyu Amelin Batoira. Amelus Batoira, not Limud HaToira. Odom Le'omol Yulod, because Be'emes Afilu Uber Bimei Imoi is Loimed, Kola Toira Kula. But it's not Be'amelus. So his leido adam la'omol yulad. The Gro explains that it's in the same way a person is noilad, noitzar, with a plague guf, and has to do a chipus for his zivug, shiyeh b'mazal tov. He also has to look for his plague, the chetzi hasheni of his chelkoi v'toira. And the chipus for that is the amelus. The amelus is the key to be mischaber to the chelkoi v'toira that he be'emes was ready loimid, but not be'omol. That's why it says yogato veloy matzosa al tamen, because the etzem yigia is a matara kishal atzmoi. Hare the etzem you're going to be mischaber to your Torah. They once asked Reb Chaim Shmulevitz if maybe he's supposed to stand up for an isha that's the heroyoin, because the uber is yideya kol haTorah kula. You know, it's a boy, it's a girl. The girls don't also call it Terakula. So they have the same simon of the Shikha, but maybe it's Shkadesh Levavayish. I don't know if it's the Etzim that they also learned. I don't know the Gedarm about that. Now, the reason why you need Afka Melus Batoira is because when a person is Omol Batoira, it becomes his. It's a Kinyan. Adam writes at the Kav Shaloi, Mitisha Kav and Shalchaveroi. When it's a Torah with Omol, it's Taka the Kav Shalcha. It's yours. It became a chelik from you. It became b'chukoisai chokuk to you as a metzias, as part of you. The Torah Shebalkeh becomes as a part of you. Now b'chukoisai teilechu, I heard once over that shetiyu amelim b'toyri, because you know some people when they go b'derech, you have a pocket mishnayis, a pocket kitzur shulchan aruch, pocket something little small, not amelis b'toyri. What says when you b'derech, you could be harving in the same Rashba, the same Rambam, the same Shver and Akuda. Of a oimek havana of an akuda in Torah. Why dafka when it's bederach should it be the kal? Although the emes is, the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Yud, when Yosef tells the brothers al tirgazu bederach, and he tells them al tis asku b'dvar alocha, shema tirgaz aleihem aderach. Maybe you'll get fablonjit. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? But there's a memrosh, and they tell me the chachomim shema halchim bederach and b'neim divrei Torah ruim li sorry that you have to learn bederach. The Gemara answers loy kasha halim migras. Hol iune, which is mashma fakir, the talmud must learn bekiyus when it's baderech. If you're going to learn beiyun, you might get farblonjit in the derech, or you might get farblonjit in the sugya, and that's even worse. You'll come out with the wrong pshat. I saw brought down the Beis Ephraim. He writes, "Kol nishaloymed toira avaloy lefi kol choychoy korav ani loymar she'eni mekabel schar al zeh korav ani be." The schar of limud haTorah is taka the omol b'chol koicha. If it's laid back, it's not pashut. Now amol is kumtan shver. It's not so easy sometimes kriching a rain in the sugya and segeit amol shver. The koiches, the kishroinis, the yicholis, the zitzflesh, whatever it is. So you should know as a kumtan shver, you get a bigger portion by the sudas of yosan. It's magil lecha. That's how it's supposed to be. It's kumtan shver, and that's how it's supposed to be. Amelus b'toyra. But there's another pshat also I saw brought down in the Mor v'Shemesh. In b'chukoisei teleichu shetiyu amelim b'toyra. You know, Chazal say, Adam la'omol yulad, but maybe for omol ba'almo, lav dafka for omol b'toyra. He wants to say it's even if your amal is for amal b'parnasa, but it should be shetiyu amelim ba toira, like it says bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenek reishis b'toira b'shvil toira. That at least even if your amal b'parnasa and that's the derech that you were boicher, it should be amelus, but the amelus should be ba toira. It should be lematara the toira. It shouldn't be stamazoi this asher or for other minyanim. I saw interesting chat. How did Rashi know Shatiyu Amelim Batayra? Maybe it could be other things. Tosfos says in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Vov, it says Ein Mazal Yisrael. For Tosfos, it says in Moed Katan Boni Chayiv V'Mezoyin Lav B'Mazal Lav B'Schus Atal Yela B'Mazla. But he says Mikol Mokem Al Yedei Schus Gadol Kedim Ishtana. What could be a Schus Gadol? A Schus Gadol is Amelus Batayra. Vos Noch Ken Zayin. Well, the Turim writes that in B'chukai Se Telech was Gematria, Amelim, B'divrei Torah. Now, the Gemara says in Kedushin, on this Pasuk, in B'chukai Se Telech, and then B'hemshech it says, in B'chukai Se Temosu, the Gemara in Kedushin, in the Sugya of Tanai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvain, Tanai Kofel, the Gemara says you need a Tanai Kofel. And there's a Machloikis if you need a Tanai Kofel or not. The Gemara asks over here, it says a Tanai Kofel. In B'chukai Se Telech, in B'chukai Se Temosu. And the Gemara asks, according to the Mandi Omar, that you don't need Tanai Kofel. Why did it say both? So the Gemara says it has to say, because otherwise I'm thinking, B'chukai Se Temosu was just loy bracha v'loy klol. Maybe nothing happens. That's why the Torah has to read Ruch No. B'chukai Se Temosu was fakert. But you see that the Gemara on them don't, that it's mamish the Gedorim of a Tanai. That says, the Abrist is talking about Geshem, and he wants to give an Asati Geshmechem, that's the Maisa. And the Maisa is, right, every Maisa, Kedushin, a Gerishin, a Chaloy, a Mekach, and you do it al Tanai. Over here it's been Asati Geshmechem. And it's al Tanai. The Tanai is in B'chukai Se Telechu, in B'chukai Se Temosu, Tanai Kofel. For Egan the Rishonim, Toises has this kashin, Gittin. Rishonim has the kashin. We know there's a klal, Milsa de Lesa B'shlichus, Lesa B'Tanai. Something that you can't make a shlichus on, you can't make a Tanai on a Zach that's Milsa de Lesa B'shlichus. And we know the Gemara says in Tainis, Tavbeis, that Geshem, over here we're talking Venasati, Geshmeichem Be'itom, Geshem is not given to a shlich. One of the Gimel Mefteichos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give over to a Shliach. If Lo Nimsar to a Shliach. So the Chayr, if it's Lo Nimsar to a Shliach, how could it be a Tanai? How could it be a Tanai on the Geshem that it's totally in a Tanai if the Chukai Se Telech or not? It's Milsa the Lesser B'Shlichus. Rashi already over there in Tainus doesn't ask the Kasha, but he bavarns the Kasha. He says the Gimel things that says over there, Chai, Tchi, Matar, Shloshtam Lo Nitnu L'Shliach, B'Vasachas, all three together, but one yet. Tosfos over there says, as a kash from Elio, he says, other truths. But it's they still on the same. The modern zach is that there's a Tosfos in Gittin, the Ayin Hay. Tosfos asked the kasha, how could you make a Tanai? And you see, the Gemara really reckons it as Tanai. It brings a riot to the Gedorim of Tanai Kovel. Tosfos says, it's less of a shlichus. He says, Roiv mitzvahs could be done Ayidei shlichus. The Chukai said, Talecha means to do the mitzvahs. Roiv mitzvahs could be done Ayidei shlich. And it's a plea at Tzum, Rabbi Kvega writes on this Hashem Yareina, Rabbi Kvega writes. Mamash Apella. The Tanai is mitzvahs. The Maisa is the Geshem. And the Klal of Milsa the Lesser B'Shlichas is that the Maisa has to be Roy Ayyadei Shlichas. What's Gate Meron? That mitzvahs can be done Rubam Ayyadei Shlichas. But the Geshem is not Nimsa the Shlich, it's Mamash Apella. The Pasuk says though, V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam. It's Geshmeichem. It's our Geshem. The Metzias is the same way when it's V'nasati Yishmeichem Be'itam. What's the Teva? The Metzias and the Bria. When it comes to Geshem, what's the Hemshech HaPosuk? V'nasati Yishmeichem Be'itam. V'nosna Oretz Yivua. Yeah, take it for granted. The rain comes down and that brings out the produce. Zostavistan, it's the same Metzias that the world runs. What clicks the system of the mechanism of the Teva is in B'chukai Se Telechu is the result. V'nasatik yishmeichem b'itam. Just like v'nasatik yishmeichem b'itam, the result is v'nasner atzivula. Over the Zadiyak, it says gishmeichem. It's our Geshem. The Geshem kum tzulib uns. Everything in this world is tzulib Yisrael. Bereishis, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikereishis. I saw once brought down a story. Reb Chaim Volozhin was asked by one of the Bachram in the yeshiva in Volozhin, near the yeshiva was a little village, and from the train station until you got to the yeshiva was a few kilometers, and it was muddy and dirty, and it wasn't paved roads. It was the tras getting just from the train station to the yeshiva was mamish. Was a parsha. So they asked Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said everything is. He says the reason there was the bridges and the drachim, everything is laman haTorah. So why the less the makev apatis to get the yeshiva is kumtan as I shver. So he said no, it's mamish b'shul Yisrael. Stelt sich for a bocher. A bocher is in yeshiva, and he's thinking maybe to go home for Shabbos. Home for Shabbos doesn't just mean it's a half hour ride; it's a whole parsha. He's going to go back, and he's going to come, and he's going to get back to yeshiva the next week, Tuesday. But then he makes a cheshbon till I get out the bus, till I get to the train station. It's a five in yeshiva. He says, "Ma'ish, it's tails for yeshiva. It's good. It's the best of us." There's a pshat. It says, "V'nasati gishmeichem be'itom." That the Eibush is going to give us our Gashmias, but he's going to give us at the right time. We don't need a bazundere ravchus of Gashmias. The Gashmias that we need should be punkt vos medarf. We don't have musogim, the amolga b'nei yeshiva, the dachkus that was there, le'umas, what we have today, achshadora, for whatever reason, the b'shefer has his cheshboinus, but the matz of amol, it wasn't so posh. There was a story, a bacher once came to Kamenitz, and in those days you would eat by someone's house. The bacher told him, on Yom Rishon, B'Shavua, you'll eat by this balabas, by this person, Yom Shlishi, this one, and Yom Chamishi, this one. He gave him 3 days where he could eat. And the bacher came, what about Monday and Thursday? Haskekumen do essen, yeah, the tog, yeah, the tog. Haskekumen do essen, I gave you a few days. A porteg. There's a memory, it says, Chesurei Mechsera. V'hachi katani. If when it's with a machzor, then it's taka able to be v'hachi katani. We say over the story, at one point it became so shver that the bachrim in Kamenitz, they went over to Reb Ochber and to Reb Ruvain, his son-in-law, and they told him that the matzah was mamish. It was only hard bread from the few days old from the bakery, and it wasn't even giving butter. And the bachrim came in and they made him a chah. They said, we're only going to learn Gemara Rashi. Only going to Gemara Rashi. Af Toisvis darf men putter. For Toisvis, we need already more. And the Bochber told Reb Ruvain, he says, the Bochram zenen gerecht. And on that smach is when the Bochber went to America to collect for the yeshiva. He was in America for a few months. At one point, he was in Baltimore, and there was already a yeshiva there. This is in 1937, in the late 30s. And there was a young Rosh Hashiva there, a Talmud of Slavotka, of Ruderman. And Reb Ochber was there, and things were getting already lebedik in Europe. And Reb Ruderman said, Zolder Rosh Hashiva Blyman, I'm stepping down. Zolder Rosh Hashiva Blyman, he'll become the Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva here. And Reb Ochber did go back. He was nifter, he wasn't Shemi Gumdam, he was nifter before, by Mamish, by the Anfang. But Reb Ruderman always used to say, Tasty Lee, because I was Mavata to Reb Ochber. That's him. So come here, because I was Mavata to Reb Ochber. They asked Reb Ochber if he learned any English when he went to America, and he said he learned two words in English. He said, "Vos?" He says, "I'll try." He says, "Vos meint das?" Es meint go nicht. Go nicht. B'chol ifen, I once had a shayla. Reb Ochber said he was masking to the Bochram's Mecha, Aftoisvis Darfman Putter. And I never understood it. Chabab Sashaila. Rashi is easier than Toisus. Rashi is harder than Toisus. Toisus, 25 lines, the Rafus, you read it, it flows. Seven kashas and a teretz. It puts the Rashi, much of a Rashi needs more. And the Rashi needs Rashi's harder work. Rashi's lighter than Toisus. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in the comments above him? I wanted to say a Pshat, it's Bederach Drash. But I want to want to say a Pshat. There's a Gemara Baba Kama that there's a sugi there by. When you pay Dalet Vehei by a Bokar, it says Chamisha Bokar. What if it's Shutfim? The Gemara has a Shiloh. Do you say Chamisha Bokar Veloi Chamisha Chetzi Bokar? And the Gemara brings one of the Amiroim, he held that you say Chamisha Bokar Veloi Chetzi. That was at night. And the next morning he changed his mind. Pshat on the Sugya. And he said, why last night didn't I have Pshat? And the Lashon of the Gemara is, Babakama the Fine Alf, Loyachalti Bisra the Tura. The reason last night I wasn't good in the Sugya is Loyachalti Bisra the Tura. Zok Rashi. Loyachalti bisra the Torah means loy Rashi learns, I wasn't medactic, I wasn't ma'ayin, it was a mushal, I wasn't ma'ayin so much. Toysis says literally, I didn't eat meat, I was fasting, I was hungry. Toysis is mahalach, as I'm hungry, I'm not mixing bosa b'chol of it, but Toysis' pshat is that as my esnish flesh, you can't just talk enough shot. So Toysis, machmen machov, again. But Rashi says, no, loyachalti means I wasn't harving enough. Rashi daf me harving a few on the efshir. That's the oymek of the pshat. The pasuk continues, v'nasati sholem ba'aretz. Rashi, afanor, Rashi says, what's the hemshich v'nasati sholem ba'aretz? Shemra toimru, harei meichel, harei mishte. But in ain't sholem, ain't klum, tamid loymar, no, v'nasati sholem ba'aretz. Abafrektich chasam seifer, why would I think, right? Because even if you have food and drink, but if there's a war, there's a war. Abafrektich chasam seifer, why would I think there's a war? Why would I have to bavorn sholem? So he says, I'm already exact. The Gemara says in Brachis, daf chof, it says in the pasuk, in Birchas Koyanim, v'yosein l'chos sholem, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch was not nois upon him. How come Yisa Hashem, ponav eilecha, v'yosein l'chos sholem, HaKadosh Baruch was not supposed to be nois upon him? So the Gemara says, how could I not be nois upon him to Yisrael? That midoy raisa, they're only chayiv in Birchas HaMozoin, when they eat kedei sviya. V'hei machmir malatzmom, afilu kezayis, afilu kebeitz, afilu kezayis. So they're machmir and they go extra, that's why I have to be nois upon him to them. Zot HaChasam Zayim, but if the Eibush is saying, I'm going to give you a bracha, and Rashi explains the bracha is going to be Meme'ayim, that even if you eat less than a kezayis, you're going to already have sviya. It's Memes HaShayel in the Paiskim. If a person eats less than a kezayis, but he has sviya, the Yichayiv in Birchas HaMozon Derais, even if the Rabbanan, you eat a chacha kezayis, here there's going to be sviya without. If there's going to be sviya without, so the Yichayiv in Derais, there's no siba for Hashem to be noise upon him, that the Yidden went beyond. They talk in Mechoyiv. So you have to perform that, there should be showing. That's what the some Sefer says. Another havtocha v'hishbati chayi rom in aretz. There won't be chayis rois. Hishbati. In the Torah's Koyin in Mafanort, it's a machloikis tanoim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. What does it mean v'hishbati chayi rom in aretz? Rav Yehuda oimer, they're going to be removed from the world. Ma'avirim in oilam. They won't exist. They won't be the wild animals. Kepshutei, ma'avirim in oilam. They'll be non-existent in this world. Rav Shimon oimer, no. Hishbati means Mashbiton Shaloya Ziku. They'll exist, they'll be here. Just they won't cause damage. That's Shaloy Kadera Chateva. It is a Vildachai, it's a lion, it's a hyena, it's a scary. The Meshech Chochem explains this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Roshitose. Rav Shimon holds that things are Lamala Midera Chateva. Rav Shimon says, you don't have to Bechlal Duvas after the Gunecha. Things can go Lamala Midera Chateva. Rav Shimon says, yeah, there could be the Chai Yisroas, the Hishbati. Rabbi Yehuda learns more kipshuta. It has to be literally. They're not going to be in this world. But I heard once a different shot from Rav Chatzkel Abramsky. There's a din tashbisu. It says by chometz tashbisu the chometz. What does it mean tashbisu? The machloikis. Some taste tashbisu means to destroy physically. Misreifa, mefarer, v'zayvul ruach, afar. But literally, it's not existing. And then there's a pshat that's bittel. That first thing goes is bittel, aber. It's there, just it's not. It says this is the machloik. It's the same thing over here. V'hishbati chayiro. What does it mean v'hishbati? Literally, physically, it's not going to be here. The lion is not going to be here. It's going to. That's like hashbosa v'sreifo. That's not existent. And the other sheet, Rav Shimon is saying no. V'hishbati is like bittel. So the same way by tashbisu, there's two pshatim. So I was thinking to be moisif, a noifich. Toisa says in Pesachim, why do we have to do beer also and destroy it? You ready to bittle? The chametz is bottle. It's ice. Rashi says shalayaver bal yiro. It's a pellet. There's no bal yiro. It's not chametz. It looks like chametz. It's not chametz. It's offer. Toisa says shema yovin laochlei. So I was thinking the same thing over here by the hishbati chayiro. With all the lumdis that it's bottle, but there's still shema yovin laochlei. The lion's going to come eat you. You still need the other pshat. There's a shema yovin laochlei. Efshar also over there. The pasuk says, "Asach Shveter." The pasuk says later in the parsha, "V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, va'af es brisi Yitzchak, va'af es brisi Avram." Ezkar and Rashi already tells, "Loma nimnu avos achoy ranis." Why did it say them backwards? Kaloimar kedai hu Yaakov hakaton v'meini kedai Yitzchak imoy v'meini kedai Avram. We go backwards. Oh, but the emes is it's interesting. Still, why do we say it backwards? And we know the emes is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says, "Al shloish dvarim oylam amid." Ala Torah, ala Avoda, ala Gemilas Chasodim, That's in Torah is Yaakov, Avoyde is Yitzchak, Chesed is Avram, and it's backwards. But that's Koyde Mount Torah, that was the process. Well, after Mount Torah, it's Torah. The question is why B'cholefa did it say it this way? I heard once an interesting pshat, and Mr. Chaim Kanievsky brings this idea in Time of the Krah, but other Chaim also say this idea. When you remember something, you first remember, you're going backwards in time, you first remember an event that happened quite not such a long time ago. And then as you're remembering, you're going back into the past. So when you're doing a Zikaron, in Zikaron, Yaakov is first. We're holding afterwards, and we're reminiscing back. So first the Zikaron is to Yaakov, then to Yitzchak, then to Avram. The emes is, I wanted to make a tzustel to this. I have a few digmois. Quite a few digmois. I'll give you a mushal though, a zadugma. There's a Mishnah in Nozir, Dafir Aleph, that says a Nozir makes a Nazirus al Tanai. Al Tanai, that he's going to be able to be Shaisiyayin, or al Tanai, whatever. Tosis over there asks, how could you make a Tanai by Nazirus? Nazirus is Milsa the less of Mishlichas. We talked about this. Milsa the less of Mishlichas, less of a Tanai. Nazirus is less of Mishlichas. How could you make a Tanai by Nazirus? So Tosis says, interesting. Teretz, he says, because a Nozir at the end brings a carbon. And you could bring the carbon b'shlichas, and that's enough for most of the lesser b'shlichas. I saw Tosin Gittin, he says that if the mice is Issa b'shlichas, that's also another. Shver Tosin. But Tosin says, Nozir is called Issa b'shlichas. Shred Rabbi Kiveger and Dilian Ashas over there. Why did Tosin only ask this kasha now by Nozir? He brings a gemara on the end of Nedarim, the fine test, that a person makes a neder al tanai. Neder is also lesser b'shlichas. And neder, there's no teretz of carbon even. It's even more shver. Why did Tosin only stand on Nozir? So the Torah. The Velt asks, why did Rabbi Kiveger ask his kasha that why did Tosis ask from Nozir? Ask from the Dorm of Anites. In the Dorm Daf Tes Vov, there's a big sugi of Koinem Eina Bishina Hayayin Rishon Lamacha. There's a sugi of Tanai in the Dorm. The emes is, we're not holding in the sugis now, but there's a big Torah from Rab Nochem that Daf Tes Vov, it's not a regular din of Tanai, it's the Etzem Neder, and there it's not the Geder of Tanai, and a whole stick of Torah. And it grounded Lefiz as Miyashav why Rabbi Kiveger waited till Anites. Aber Ulai, Rabbi Kiveger had two Siddurim in learning. One was he learned 50 hours the same block. Another say there was he learned 50 blad in an hour. It's like Schnell. Gilyan Ashas, he wrote in the Bikis. When you're holding a Nozu Dafir Aleph, Nedorim Ayin Tess is first. Nedorim Ayin Tess is from earlier that day. Nedorim Tess Vav is a Nechte Gemais. Nechte Gemais. Fakert, in Zacharti, Ayin Tess is far Tess Vav. That was one dugma, it was Negeos to sugi a little bit. Harvey dugmois yeshli to answer Steeris, where Rashi also brings Gemaris. He quotes a Gemaris, he could have quoted a different Gemaris. Faker, Speter is Nenter. He stole too, there's a Maisa with Rav Meir Shapiro. When he opened up his yeshiva, Yachel, Yeshiva's Chachmi Lublin, in Lublin. Yeshiva was in Lublin. And he wanted to go to Kivri Tzadikim before he opened up the yeshiva to Davin and Poyalois by the Tzadikim. And he going to the kever of the Choizim in Lublin. The Choizim was a big tzaddik that lived in Lublin 100 years before Meir Shapiro. A little more, 200 years ago. And he's going to the Choizim, and he's thinking, you know, in the same base Akvaris is covered the Maram, 300 years before that, under a door, b'chlal, yeah, also Achroinim, but it's a tkufa acheres lagamri. We're not measuring, but the Maram is one door, and the Chayzim Lubin is a different door. Who do you go to first? I wonder, the Maram is, the Shroshim is much earlier. And he's going to go to both, but who to go to first? And he made a cheshbon, he says, there's a pasuk in Mechukai Sai, there's a charti, as brisa Yaakov, Avos brisa Yitzchak, Avos brisa Avram. Well, let's say Avram first. He says, Yaakov, in Zikaron, we go to feed the Seder. So we'll go first to the Chayzim, and then we'll go to the Maram. And he's standing by the kever of the Chayzim of Lublin, and he started shaking. 30 meters away is the Maram. Maram. How did he get ministered to him? How did he go up in the Maram's cabin? He was shocked, shaking. He opened up his eyes. The Choyz's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. That's what it said on the Matzei. Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. The Nocha Daitoi, this Nakuda, that he's in the right place. Thank you. There's a pasuk in the parasha that says v'choshlu ish ba'achiv, and the Gemara learns out from here in a few places the concept of arvis ish ba'achiv kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. Now we know the concept of arvis is negayah kama v'kama inyonim, but one of the inyonim we know in arvis is mevor in asach v'shoinim. I don't know if it's mefurish in the Gemara, but come on, all the mishnayim learn that way. That the yisoid ha'inyan that when a person is able to be moitzi someone else in a bracha, the prat, when he's not even doing the mitzvah himself or the achila himself, and there are arifanim, when you're allowed to be moitzi someone in a bracha, the concept of being moitzi someone else in a bracha is based on arvis. Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. The pshat is, you're also a stickler baruch yuva. Ploini wasn't yoitzi, you were yoitzi, right? Misha yotza, moitzi. You weren't yoitzi b'shleimus. Hari klal Yisrael was arevim zebazeh. Agroisa comes, you did the bracha already, you did the mitzvah, but he didn't. You have an arvis, you have an achrayis, a fiena. You're also a shtikel, asher kitshonu, v'tzivonu, yeah, kent machin the bracha. You're also mechuyiv av yenim's tzvegim. Is the ma'aseh like this, a little bit of a complex sugya, but mam is just the tamts, not even the tamts, it's an akuda from the sugya. The Gemara brachas that chof, in the idea that a person can be moitzi someone else, let's say in birchas hamozoin, the Gemara declares, are noshim chayiv in birchas hamozoin midda oiraisa or midda rabbonah? Clarify the Gemara, why would I think they're not chayiv midda raisa? Why should noshim, it's not a zman groma, why should I think it's noshim apotter? The Gemara has a tzad, no noshim apotter, because a chilek of birchas hamazon is, you mentioned bris, the Torah, in the second bracha, it's ma'akev, you have to mention bris, bris v'shechasamta, Torah v'shechasamantonu, you have to mention bris for Torah in birchas hamazon, and oretz also, three things, bris, Torah, oretz. Women don't have bris, they don't have Torah, like Torah says they don't have oretz. And therefore, maybe they're not chayiv. Maybe the whole chiv is the rabbanon. Then, as some rabbanim say, even a kohen the levi, kohen the levi has bris, he has Torah, but doesn't have aretz. And maybe even kohen the levi, not so poshut. But the Gemara doesn't clarify on kohen the levi. The Gemara clarifies if noshim maybe are only chayiv mid the rabbanon, because sefelt say in the chiv bris for Torah. Lufi emes, it's not so poshut if it's ma'akev by them. If a isha was mashmit bris for Torah, that she had to bench you. The person who didn't say bris for Torah in birchas noydulchav, it's the bench again. It's ma'akev bris for Torah. What about an isha? But Akaponim, the Gemara is clarifying. Zok the Gemara first. What's the nafkamina if an ish is chayiv mid the raisa or mid the rabbanon? If an ish can be moitzi an ish. Because if an ish is only chayiv mid the rabbanon, she can't be moitzi an ish mid the raisa. Now the emes is you have to know. When are you chayiv mid the raisa? Only if you eat kedei sviya. If you only didn't eat kedei sviya, it's the rabbanon. So the emes is if you have an isha that ate kedei sviya, to be moitzi a man that didn't eat kedei sviya, there's a lot to talk about. You're on the same level. Another dogma, interesting. A katan is only chayiv mid the rabbanon. Chinuch mid the rabbanon. Could a katan be might see a gadol? It would depend again. If a katan ate kedei sviya and the gadol didn't, there's maybe what to clear. Some are shenim clear. But the rabbanon could be might see the rabbanon. Now it's interesting. You know the Mishnah says ben mevarich la'aviv, a son, a katan could bench for his father. The lashon is aval tavay me'era la'adam. A person should be cursed that his son has to bench for him. So there's a murder of pshat from the Hafla. The Hafla says, Tavi Me'er, the pshat is like this. If the kid ate kedei sviya and the father also ate kedei sviya, then they're not on par. The kid is a derabanan. Hopefully the father should have a klal. He shouldn't have bracha b'me'er. He should, even though he ate a lot, he should still not be saveya. If it's Tavi Me'er and he's gesholten, so he didn't have kedei sviya, then the kapan could be marked in the beautiful ein fall of a pshat. Shtikal ha'ara, because in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, it talks about halel. And it says the same lashon, a cotton that's mevarich halal of it is tavi me'era, me'esnish the halal, only on little Pesach. But the rest of the maybe agav orchi from it, by birchas hamazon, it said such a lashon, so agav, it said it by halal, but by birchas hamazon, you have the einfal of the aflo. Oh, but the problem is the Gemara brings the story of Yanei HaMelech, killed out all the Tamidei Chachamim, and the only one left was Shimon ben Shetach, who was his brother-in-law, and then he brings Shimon ben Shetach, who ate a kezayis, and Shimon ben Shetach made birchas hamazon for them. And the Rishonim will ask, how could they make birchas hamazon? It's a doichik to say the teretz that some say that Yanei HaMelech didn't eat kedei sviya. Yanei HaMelech ate kedei sviya. And Yanei HaMelech is a kohen, just for the record. And his wife. And it says Shimon ben Shetach was moitzi Yanei HaMelech and the wife. The question is, how could he? He's only chayiv mid the rabbanon. How do you have arvis? Sai for Yanei and sai for the Isha. So there's a whole tumult about this, how it works. And there's a rush in Brachas over there. He wants to say like this. He says, an Isha can't be Moitzi an Ish if an Isha would only be Chayiv mid the Rabbanon. The reason why Isha can't be mighty in Ish is because there's no Arvus. There's no Arvus. What does he mean there's no Arvus? So Kaan Nechlechu G'doyli Oilam, a big tumult. The famous Machlikas Rabbi Knager. I'm sorry, I'm giving Mamash Betamsis a much larger topic. But that's in the Kuda to know there's a Machlikas Rabbi Knager against the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava is the Noida B'Yehuda. Rabbi Cheskel Landau from Prague. He wrote a Sefer Noida B'Yehuda. He also wrote Hagois and Shulchan Aruch Dogel Mervava. Rabbi Knager against the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava says when the Rosh says there's no Arvus, he means because Arvus is only on the Shishim Riboy, not on women. Only the original Shishim Riboy of men have Arvus. There's no Arvus by woman. Rabbi Knager says, no, I've added this Arvus for women also. Just there's no Arvus by a woman by Birchas HaMozan if she's not Mechuyiv. There's only Arvus on a mitzvah that you're Mechuyiv in. The world of difference. There's the Rosh saying there's no Arvus on Noshim. Or, that's what the Dogel Mervava says. Or is the Rosh saying, no, there's no Arvus for something you're not Mechuyiv in. So many dugmas. The classic dugma where they argue. If a person davened Mairiv, Leil Shabbos, L'chayr, he was already Yoitza Kiddush, Doi Raisa, in Tefillah. Azoy Nemton, the Mogen Avram. It's Grada Shver, Mogen Avram, because there's a din you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, and you didn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. But the Mogen Avram says, if you davened, you were Yoitza Kiddush, Doi Raisa. And you still need the Rabbanon Kiddush Elokois. Tata came to him from Shil, and he wants to make Kiddush on a Friday night. And the wife didn't daven, let's say, and she's chayiv in Kiddush Daraisa. He's only chayiv in the Rabbanon. But she, if she didn't daven, is still chayiv in the Daraisa. How could the man be mighty the Isha? He's not in the Daraisa, he's already with Yaitza. And she wasn't yet. What do you do? So tell her good Shabbos. She says good Shabbos. And then she was Yaitza the Daraisa. That's one solution. But she didn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Neither did you. But this is the Shabbos. What?
The Shabbos is what it is.
I don't know. I'm looking for an Eitzah to be Maitzah. The best is Shisha Davin. Which seminary did she go to? Shisha Davin. Zok, here in this case is the Machloikas Dogel Mervava and Rabbi Knager. Why? The Dogel Mervava says, big problem. No Arvus by Noshim. No Arvus by Noshim doesn't just mean woman can't be mighty, men also Arvus. Women are not on the Arvus. A man can't be mighty a woman because there's no Arvus. Rabbi Knager argues, he shrives in Hagoyes and Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Aleph. What are you talking about? I've added this Arvus by a woman. By Birchas HaMozoin, the Rosh said there's no Arvus because she's not Chayiv in Birchas HaMozoin. But by Kiddush, they're both Chayiv, and even though he's only Chayiv in the Rabbanon, and he was ready, Yoitze, but Misha Yotze Moitze, there's Arvus. No one ever said there's no Arvus from a man to a woman, says Rabbi Knager. The Rosh only meant that by Birchas HaMozoin there's no Arvus. And that's a big tumult. There's so many Dugmais, another Dugma is Sfiras HaOmer. If a person, not a woman, a man, but he's out of the count. He's out of the count. Somehow at 22, he fell through, he's not there anymore. I don't know what happened. Should have davened Meir, but a minion, whatever. He walked out before Elena. He didn't count Sevita. Is he considered not in that mitzvah? Like Rabbi Knager Shita. That a mitzvah you're not mechuyevin, you're not in the Arvus. Sevita, he is mechuyevin, but he's not in the system until next year. Is that good? Is he ousted from the system for that year? That you have Misha Yotza Moitzi. Yeah. Near the end of the parsha, you have Erechin. Erechin is a big Yisoy. After you're getting clapped from the Toichacha, Hashem wants to send a message that don't think that you don't have a worth. Everyone has a self-worth. After the Toichacha, you have to show that you have Erechin. Now there's another Indian though. It says, Mamash at the end of the parasha is Meiser Behema. The Pasuk says, B'chol Masa Boker B'tzoyim, Kol HaShayavar Tachas HaShevet, HaAsiri Yakoidish LaShem. There's an interesting pshat that this is being meramez on the Asura Harugei Malchus. We know that the Asura Harugei Malchus were be'emes keneged the Aseres HaShvotim. Each one of the Shvotim that was nichlal on the Mechira, and Taka, each one of those Tanoim that were killed in the Asura Harugei Malchus were from that Shevet. Now there were only 9 Shvotim. Binyamin, Yosef, Reuven is not in the Cheshbon. Abel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the 10th. Who's the 10th? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is Keneged. He was from B'nai Gerim. He's copied of a Shefer Elaine. So there's a remnant in the Pasuk. V'chol Maser Boker B'tzoyin is Rosh HaTevis. V'yeidu Kulam Lama V'chol. V'yeidu Kulam Lama Meis Akiva Shehoye Roye Boker B'tzoyin. Koyla Sher Yavar all the other 9 Tachas HaShovet. V'asiri Yekoy B'Shem Hashem. Rabbi Kiva is Keneged Kutche Baruch Hu. He's the 10th one. There's a shaila. If Akiva is spelled Akiva with an aleph or Akiva with an ayin, we said this week Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefniniyat HaMetarim. There's a shayla, if Akiva is Akiva with an aleph or with a hey. On one hand, I saw Sfarim bring down, it's with an aleph, and it's Rosh HaTevis. Yesh koine oylomoi b'sho achas. On the other hand, in the Arzarua, it's written he had a chaloim, that it was nigla to him, that Arzarua latzadik l'Yisrael Eif Simcha is Soif HaTevis, Akiva, that's Akiva with a hey. In Rav Shimshon Ashtrapoli's very complex gematria of that the 10 Shvatim's names is the same gematria as the 10 Tanoim that were killed in Asarim Malthus, you can work it out either way, Akiva with a hay or an Aleph, because Yehuda could be with a hay or an Aleph, so it could be balanced out. And there's a few other ways to work that out. There are a few other gematria, Hechachas, that Akiva is with an Aleph, also in the Rav Shimshon Ashtrapoli from Erev Pesach. And rabbis duber on that if Akiva is with an aleph or with a hey. Abir Yaakov, the Abu Chatzera, the original Abu Chatzera, Abir Yaakov is the same oisis as Rebbe Akiva, if it's with an aleph. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitar eschem. Lifnei mi is 50. There's 50 days until Shavuos. Lifnei mi, but before the mi, before the 50, the entire 49 days before the 50. We have to prepare ourselves, atem mitarim. And then, Umi mitareschem, then be'ezer Hashem taka the 50th day will be mitaros. But what's the shevach? Avichem shevashamayim. I saw the Sfarim bring down. What does it mean? Avichem shevashamayim. We have to realize that we're bonim lamokayim. The Zohar says, ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat. Hashem loves mishpat. He loves din. He loves exacting out specific. Oynish, exactly. Kifi midas adin. But he loves his bonim even more. Nitzchu rechima de mishpat berechima de boni. Avichem shebashamayim, the bonim atem, boni chavivai, is menatzeach against the oyev Hashem mishpat. Okay, medafsach great and su, for the lefnei mi atem mitarim.